So I can find them. No, they were there.
It's very hard. I mean, we're not really defining the machlokas right now. We're not really defining the machlokas right now. And not even really defining the sheet of the rush exactly. It's very difficult. But maybe we should take a look at one more view and then come back. The Rashi and the Riva. Just to review quickly, in terms of what we were saying yesterday, saying that according to Tosfos, we're really taking broad strokes yesterday. We have to fill in we have to fill it in with some more rationale. But Tosfos really follows logically. He's saying Shnayim Ochsim is like a raya that it's theirs, right? And that's why Chalukah follows. There's nothing else you can do. You have to do Chalukah. Because, not that you're forced to do Chalukah, but that's the natural result of finding out that it belongs to both of them. You give it to both of them. Right? The difficulty was really the rush, who never really would say that telling us that it's both of theirs. Just telling us that we can't leave it for them to fight it out. And therefore we're only left with Chalukah. Right? Doesn't really explain why Chalukah is right. Doesn't exactly explain that. And nor does he really explain why Munach is in the Manu Shlishi. But that's what we still have to supply. What is the nature of the Chalukah? What's the nature of the Chalukah over there? For the Tosfos, the nature of the Chalukah is just giving each one what the evidence tells us is theirs. It is his. But what is the Chalukah for the Rush? We didn't really explain that. Right. So, no, it's right. The Rush really presents it like an impossibility. That what we see is really opposite implications. Opposite implications, and therefore we can't really do a din al pims. We just have to do a din chalukah, right? In other words, it seems like the rush is learning that the chalukah is because we can't do anything else. We can't leave it to them because then one would be gozel, and we don't know who it belongs to, right? So we have to resolve this somehow. Why can't it just be Munach? Why can't it just be Munach? It doesn't really say that. It doesn't really explain. Right? It doesn't really explain the Munach case. It doesn't explain the logic of why you say Yachloku, why you say Munach. He just says they're different cases. Here the din is Chalukah, and over there it's different. The Manah Shlishi, he says, is different. That's why it's not Yachloku. If it's not Yachloku, then apparently what's left is Munach. Yeah. Huh? Seem like it does seem like the Rush is saying that the Yachloku is similar to the way we were defining the Chalukah by the Para. That each one has the same exact claim over the whole thing. And the only thing we can do is satisfy them both equally. That's the Yachloku. But you don't have that by Manah Shlishi. But they don't have the same claim of Shnayim Ochsim. There's only one who's Ochiz. It's like I was telling someone before. The Manah Shlishi, according to the Rush, is really like one guy is holding it. It's as if one person were holding it. And Beistin knows it's definitely either Reuven or Shimon, but they're very far away and they can't exactly make out his face. But every reason that it could be Reuven is the reason it could be Shimon. But they know it's one person there. They're just having a hard time seeing the face as a mushal. It's not a reality of Shnayim Ochsim. They can't respond in the same way as to the reality of Shnayim Ochsim that's before them. The only way to treat the Shnayim Ochsim, he's saying, is Yachloku. Not favoring either side and treating them exactly equally. But the Mona Shlishi is not a Shnayim Ochsim. They're stuck. There's nothing they can do. They can't take it out of the Nifgad's hands, because one of them is, because someone's a Muchzak, really. They'd be Motzi Miyad Muchzak. So they can't be Motzi. They can't take it out and say Kol Dolam Govar, and they can't award it, because there's no Muchzakim. There aren't Shnayim Ochsim. So it just has to be Munach. There's nothing they can do. There's no din that's available for them. I don't really have a finished thought here. Maybe we'll get something. No, it's just discussing discussing this question in an abstract way. The problem that Shnayim Ochsim poses is an epistemological problem, right? That the problem is, can you see a contradiction? So the answer is no. You cannot see a contradiction. You can't witness a contradiction, because a contradiction doesn't exist. But that's really what's facing Beis Din over here, right? Because we have a rule. There's an idea that what we see somebody holding is his, right? That's the rule. So what Beis Din sees in one person's hands, kol dover she'anu roin biyad adam chashvinan le shehu shelo. So we say whatever a person is holding is his. So now you have two people holding something, right? You have two people holding something. So if you'd apply the rule to each one, that would be a contradiction, right? So what is Beis Din really seeing over here? What is Beis Din seeing? They can't see a contradiction. So what do they see? So Tosa seems to resolve that and says, no, they see each one holding a half. That's what they see. Right? They see each one holding a half. We don't know why. But that's what they see. Right? That's what they see. But I don't know how the Rush answers that question exactly. What does the Rush say to that question? So obviously, what they're seeing is not people owning things. Obviously, they're not seeing a contradiction. Right? They're just seeing two people hold something. Nothing impossible about that. The contradiction comes from the implications we draw from that. That's where the contradiction comes. Right, and the Rush doesn't say, when he says you can't do Kol Olam Govar, it doesn't say because one's going to steal the other guy's half. He says he's going to steal what's in the other guy's hands. The implication is the whole thing is in each one's hands. Let's think it over a little more. Okay, let's take a look at the but the Rush says that what he says, that this din of Yachloku is true, of Chalukah is true, even if each one says I wove it, right? Even if the Tainas prove that one of them is lying, right? Yeah, but Rashi argues, because Rashi on Beis Amaral says, he says, it's Dafka by Mekach Lememkar, where it's possible that they both acquired it simultaneously. Because the Mocher could have decided to sell it to both of them. But he says, Oval, Ze Omar Niyaraktiya, Ze Omar Niyaraktiya, Lo Yachloku, Devadechad Minay Ramayu. So Rashi argues with the Rush. He says no, that if they both said I wove it, then what? Then one of them is definitely lying, and we can't do a chalukah. Then it has to just sit until Eliyahu comes. It has to just sit until Eliyahu comes. Yeah, what's the machlokas over here? I mean, Rashi seems like similar to the Riva's position, right? That, because that's what the Riva says, right? What does Riva say in Bava Basra? Of course, in Bava Basra, on Lamed Hayam, Lamed Alamed Beis, so Tosus asks again, what's the difference between Shnayim Ochsim and the Arva? And Tosus says what? Rabbeinu Tam says the Ochsim Shani, the Kevin Shishneim Mukzokim, Ein Lanu La Niach Shiyigzol Echad LeChavero, the Choshev Kiilu Onu Yodim Shiyesh LeShneim Chelek Ba, Shekol Dover Yesh LaHamid BeChezkas Mi Shehu Biyado. Right, so that sounds like a combination of the Tosas and the Rush, right? So the Gemara over there compares the whole Talis to the third Mone. And by the third mone, it's munach. Avagav de bishar dohasam ein shum echad muchzak. Tzarech loma de shar nami choshev lehu ki ilu shnei muchzakam bo. Kevin de mikoch shneim nifkad. But it doesn't give the answer. It doesn't say why you don't. It doesn't say why it is munach. Right? It just says why it's similar to the case of the. But the Riva. See, apparently the Riva doesn't like that. Doesn't like saying that the Mona Shlishi is like Muchzokim. Because that's the problem. The problem is that the Gemara compares the Mona Shlishi to the Mishnah. Right? So whatever is the Iker in the Mishnah is going to be, is going to have to be in Mona Shlishi. So if you can say the Iker of Shnayim Ochsim is that it's Biyad Shnayim, then you're going to be forced to learn Mona Shlishi as like it's Biyad Shneim. Otherwise, there's no comparison. Right? So if you don't hold that Mona Shlishi is like it's Biyad Shneim, then that can't be the essence of Shnayim Ochsim. Right? That can't be the key ingredient of Shnayim Ochsim. If the key ingredient of Shnayim Ochsim, if Mona Shlishi is not like it's two people holding one thing, right? So then how could you compare it to the Mishnah? If the whole novelty of the Mishnah is two people holding one thing. It's comparing apples and oranges. Right? So that's what the Riva. So the Riva does seem to hold that the Mona Shlishi really is like it's not like it's Shnayim Ochsim. So then what's the Mishnah? So then what is the Mishnah? The Mishnah can't be Shnayim Ochsim. So that's why he says, V'nira v'ulariva nira delav davka Ochsim midi medami lo l'shar. Since the Gemara compares the Mishnah to the case of Mona Shlishi, and Mona Shlishi, according to Riva, is not Shnayim Ochsim, then it can't be that the Mishnah is Shnayim Ochsim. Can't be the Mishnah is davka Ochsim. So what is it? Va'adish, so why isn't it just like our case? So why isn't it just like the boat? Now you can say the boat, no one's holding it, and the talis, no one's holding it. They don't have to be holding it. So how come by the talis, it's yachloku, and by the boat, it's called olam govar? Right? Is everybody following the... So he said no. Va'adish, ma'i nika lishnui, the kidimishani hosam, afilu tame Rabbi Yossi, Hosam vada ikaramai. Hocha emar tervayu bahadi adodi agbauha. Hocha nai barva, kevin dikaramai, lo yachloku. Elavadina called olam govar. Yeah. Vahad lo amina bishnayem shihifkidu called olam govar, mishuam de lo mafkinan. Kide amina hosam, itafsinan lo mafkinan. So how does he put it all together? So he's saying what? He's saying that what? That Ochzim has nothing to do with anything. Ochsim is not the issue. Can't differentiate any of the cases because can't differentiate, well, let's take the talus and the boat. Can't differentiate the talus and the boat because of Ochsim. So why by the talus do you split it and by the boat do you say Kol Dolam Gavar? Because he holds that the Mona Shlishi is not considered Shnayim Ochsim. And it's a little bit of an extended logic. If the Gemara says Mona Shlishi and Talos are the same, so whatever you're going to say by Mona Shlishi, you have to say it by Talos. So if you hold Mona Shlishi is not considered Shnayim Ochsim, then you can't say the Mishnah is Shnayim Ochsim. Mm-hmm. So even though it says Shnayim Ochsim, it's Lav Dafka. Okay? Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's not a question of basing the psak. So conceptually, it comes down to the saying that we don't split it over there because we're forced to do it based on the ochsim. It has nothing to do with being based on the ochsim. So why are we splitting it? What are we splitting it based on? Claims. We're splitting it based on claims. Oh, so the boat's also claims. So how come by the boat we don't split it based on the claims? You understand? So what's his answer to that? He says the claims by the boat, one of them is Avadai Rami. Right? That's his rule. That's the way he comes out. That one of them is Avadai Rami. What about Shtei Shtaros, which the Gemara compares to the boat? And they're both honest guys. One guy is a victim. But that's what you consider that one Vaday Ramai too. Why? Because one Vaday Ramai just means that they both can't be true. Doesn't mean malice. It means that both claims can't be true. Right? That's the way he seems to be going. Now, it's similar to the way we were learning with the Parah. That in order to do a chalukah on the tainas, it has to be that we can accept both tainas together. Right? Again, you have to be able to accept both tainas simultaneously. The only way we can accept both tainas as valid is if one of them is not a Vaday Ramai. Because if one is a Vaday Ramai, then they can't both coexist. Now it's just a question of which one is true, but we can't respect both of them equally. Oh, so by the monad is a different, separate din. That's, he says, once it's already beyond somebody, that's like we won't be motzi it. Forget about the monad for a minute. But what's the basic machlokas? I mean, conceptually, what's the main machlokas between the Rivaz way of learning the whole sugya and the Rush and the Tosfos?
Riva and Rashi.
The Riva and Rashi, I would say, together, and the Rush and Tosfos.
Riva and Rashi doesn't make any sense.
The question is, the basic question is this. The basic question is this. What's the basic question? What? With the Rami? The Taina? Now it seems to be like this. Like we were saying the other day. Someone was saying, Jeremy was saying the other day, that we say a Chazaka without a Taina is no good. Right? A Chazaka without a Taina doesn't... If for instance, if I'm holding a shirt and Shai brings Adam that it's his, and the basin says, well, why are you holding it? I have to answer. I have to have an answer. I can't just say, well, I'm holding it. None of your business. Right? Don't you know it's mine because I'm holding it? Right? So you have to have a taina with the chazaka. You have to have a taina with the chazaka. You have to have a taina with the chazaka. But what does that mean? You have to have a taina. So in other words, what? In other words, the chazaka alone is not good. The chazaka alone is not good. So it's going to have to be based on the Taina. Right? Okay, it's a good question. So, but apparently that's the problem that Rashi and the Riva are having. If you have Ani Aragtia, in other words, over here, the Rush and the Tosfos are effectively ignoring the Tainas. Right? They're not awarding it based on the Tainas. Because based on the Tainas, there's a Vade Ramai. And they don't care about that. They're gonna just do the chalukah based on the ochsim. Right? They're gonna do the chalukah based on the ochsim. But apparently that's what the Rashi and the Riva disagree with. So there's no chazaka without a taina is not good. So basically chazaka is just gonna, like Chaim was saying, it's going to bolster your taina, right? It's going to bolster your taina, but it can't be. But the decision is going to be on the tainas. Ultimately, the decision comes down to the tainas. But which taina? But the verified tainas. Chazaka is like a verification of your taina. We'll believe you that you bought it because you're holding it. Right, but ultimately the case is decided on the tainas. Right, that's why he says ochsim is lav dafka. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't change anything. But essentially you're going to have to decide on the tainas. Whereas the Rush and the Tosfos, are saying that what? They're saying like this. That's true. If I'm holding the shirt and you bring Edom that is yours, now I have to answer you with a taina, right? But that's because you have Edus that it's yours. But if each one only has exactly the raya that the other one has, you understand, of the chazaka itself, you don't need the taina anymore. The taina is not the taina. You don't need to answer another chazaka with a taina. You need to answer the Edus with the Taina. But let's put it, without the detailed explanation, I would say, based on, what would you see? It seems like this. That what? The question is, can based on the Chazakos alone that they see before them, can Basin just give a din on what they see before them? Or must the din always be on the tainas? And the tainas, and then what they see before them, they have to fit into the tainas. What they see before them is only strengthens the tainas. But they can't paskin, they can't give a din just on what they see before them. That seems to be the main question of here. Everyone agrees that the din has to start with a taina. Din has to start with a taina. Has to be some claim. Din can't just start. There's no din unless you go to base and then you make a claim. Right? Din has to start with the taina. But the question, it seems to be a fundamental question over here between the Rashi and the Riva on the one side and the Rashi and the Tosfos on the other side, that when, although din starts with the taina, can you have the point where you start the din with the tainas, but now the psak din is just based on what Beis Din sees before them? Disregards the tainas now. In terms of the din, they disregard the tainas. Rashi says they can't. Says ultimately the din has to always come down to coming back to the tainas and saying, whose tainas are we accepting? Chazaka might be a good reason to accept it. Other things might be reasons to accept tainas, but the question is, whose tainas are we accepting? If we do yachloku when we're forced to accept both tainas equally, that's yachloku. But when we can't ever accept two tainas that we're one is a vade ramai, that's not possible. That's a limitation on accepting two tainas. It's impossible to accept two tainas as equally good, as simultaneously good, when we know for sure that one of them is a lie. Has to be the possibility that they're both possible at once, right? Has to be the possibility that they're both possible, like he says, that maybe they picked it up together, or maybe the guy sold it to them together. Otherwise, the tainas don't exist together. Because you can't bolster the impossible. If ultimately it's a question of saying, no, it's if giving somebody money in Beis Din is saying we believe your taina, right? Then giving them both money is saying we believe both of your tainas, right? But it's impossible to believe both tainas at once if we know one of them is vaday a lie. They exclude one another. But that's what the question would come down to according to the Riva and Rashi, seems to me. Because you have to understand, you have to think about what is the real din? What's the real hachra? Rashi seems to be saying that hachra is really ultimately on the taina. Who wins in Beis Din? Whoever's taina we accept. How do we accept tainas? Well, there's rayas, there's all types of things for accepting tainas. Right? Or it could be just that there's no way to exclude either taina, and they both could be true. Right? But then you have to do yachlogu. But what about the rush? Why is it not a problem for the rush? It's not a problem for the rush because he's not making his decision based on the tainas. He's not awarding. The decision is not based on whose taina do you accept. The tainas, I don't know exactly what happens to the tainas according to the rush. You have to think about that. But the fact that you're muchzokim is what the Beis Din is going on. Beis Din is being done on the muchzok. See, we left one question unanswered a while ago. Right? We left one question unanswered a while ago. The question was that question we just mentioned a few minutes ago. That if one person is holding an object, he's a muchzok in the metalin, right? And then someone brings Adim that it was his. So the muchzok has to say, I bought it from you. Right? And then he wins. So the question, our question was, why does he win? Why should he win? Some people didn't like the question, but the question was, why should he win? Because you say, Amotzi Michaver Olav Araya. So that's why the first guy has to bring Adim. Right? But now that he has Adim, he has a real Raya that it's his. Right? He has a real Raya that it's his. So that should knock out this guy's chazaka. The chazaka was like a preliminary assumption that it's yours. So in order for you to win, in order for someone else to take it out of his hands, he has to bring a raya. But he can bring a raya, so he brings a raya of Adim. So now what? So now he's the owner. So just saying I bought it from you, why does that make the muchzak win? He should now have to bring a counter raya. No, it's does holding it prove that it's yours or not? If it proves that it's yours, he shouldn't have to answer at all. He should just say, like I said before, he should just say, very nice that you have Adim that you owned it yesterday, but I'm holding it today, so right now I have Adim, it's mine. Right? That's not good enough. That's not good enough. He can't do that. He must answer. So why? So you see that just holding it is not just a proof that it's yours, right? Because he has to answer. So So if it's not a proof that it's yours anymore, so what does the answer, how does the answer help? Now it's somewhat of a, it seems somewhat contradictory, because you're saying he wins because he's the muhsak. Yeah, but he's the muhsak whether he gives the taina or not, right? He's the muhsak whether he gives the taina that you sold it to me. So why does he have to give that taina? I mean, if the muhsak always is the assumed owner, so we know that Metatlin changes ownership easily. So it's very nice that the first guy was able to bring Aiden that he owned it, but I'm the muhsak right now. Well, to put the question in a different way, if the other guy's bringing Aiden destroys him as the muhsak, so how does his taina reinstate him? I mean, you want to look at it different ways. Right? So I think the answer is like this. Anybody want to... So I think there's two ways to understand this question, the answer to this question. You could say like this. You could say that there's a certain ne'emonus of the guy who's a muhsak. The one who's holding it has a certain ne'emonus. That's the din. The din is that there's a that holding it is a raya to what you're saying. It gives ne'emonus to what you're saying. Okay? So when I say that when I bring Aiden that I owned it yesterday, and you now say, but I bought it from you, I'm really winning based on my taina that I bought it from you. And the thing is, the taina that I bought it from you has ne'emonus. If I wasn't holding it, I wouldn't be believed that I bought it from you. The fact that I'm holding it gives me ne'emonus that I bought it from you. But really, I'm winning on my taina. Right? Huh? Or is that you know, this way of saying it is that the one who's controlling the object is believed about the object. But he has to say something to be believed. Right? So if I bring Adam that it's mine, I can't just not say anything. Now what I say, I'll be believed in. As long as it's not contradictory to what's known. Right? But essentially, it's on my taina. Or you could say like this. That makes so much sense. So let's think about it. Or you could say like this. That by saying I bought it, that qualifies how I'm a muhsak in it. In other words, when Basin sees, when I come to Basin first holding it, I'm just assumed to be the unqualified owner. Because I'm controlling it. But once I know that someone else is the owner, now if I say I'm the buyer, so now it's in my hands in a different way. It's in my hands as the buyer. I don't know, it's a little bit weak that side. So that's the second side. No, it's the second side is right, it's like Chaim's saying. No, it's you could say it's like an assumption. When we see you holding it, there's an assumption that you are the owner. If I prove to you that someone else is the owner, that breaks that assumption. Right? But by saying I bought it, you're changing. Now you're changing the assumption. Saying no, you can't assume me as the original owner because I can prove I'm not the original owner. But my holding it now gives me the... But why do you have to say that you're the buyer? Why can't it just automatically switch to being the buyer? Why do you have to say you're the buyer? That's going to bother me.
You have gotten into your possession in many ways.
Yeah, so don't you have to say you believe me? I mean, isn't that...
Why would that be
true? Because the assumption is I'm holding it, the assumption is it's mine. Now that I know it was his, so the only way for it to be mine is if I bought... You mean I could have stolen it. Well, then it's not mine. But the assumption is that it's mine. So the only way for it to legitimately be mine is to assume now that I bought it. Just like we assumed when we saw you that it was yours, why can't we assume when we see you now that you bought it? But I think it is a din of ne'emanus, because even by that case, he has to take a shua. He has to take a shua. When he says, I bought it from you, he has to take a shua. Shu is usually the indication that we're going with the Taina. But it would seem that according to the Rush, this whole thing is only where one person is a muchzak, and then I bring Edom against it. Right? Then you need to go to Tainas. Then you need to base the din on Taina. Right? Then you need to base the din on Taina, because the Edus undoes the Chazaka. And now it undoes the Chazaka of him being the of him being the owner. So now he needs to have the Taina to now he has to win on the Taina. But with their Shnayim Ochzim at once, there's no need for Tainas. There's no need for Tainas. You understand? Then there's no need for Tainas at all. We just disregard the Tainas. The Tainas only come in, the Tainas are only going to come in where one person is the Muchzak, right? And then Edus, and then there's a fact that's going to knock him out and going to create the need for the Taina of the one who's holding it. And the Chazaka will give him Ne'amonis in his Taina. But over here, there's no need for Tainas at all. Tainas are irrelevant because they're exactly the same. Neither one is forcing the other one to give... Neither one can force the other one to give a Taina. No, the Muchzakim itself is what puts you in the picture here. The Muchzakim itself is what puts you in the picture. And the only question is the validity of that status of Shnayim Ochsim. That's the way that they're learning it, is just analyzing the validity of the Shnayim Ochsim itself. Either the validity of the Shnayim Ochsim or the validity of its implication. But there's no need for Taina at all, according to them. But Rashi seems to learn it always has to be Taina. And this is the thing, it's a basic question. It's a basic question. Can Beis Din just be done on what's before them, or are they always done on the claims? Are they always done? What's the basic, most fundamental element of Din? What's the Haskalah? What's the Haskalah of Din? What's the most basic thing that they're done on? Are they done on the tainas of the parties, or on the facts before them? Of course, the taina is what brings the facts before them. Without the tainas, the facts wouldn't enter Beis Din. But essentially, without the claims, without the fight, they wouldn't enter Beis Din. But essentially, the Rush and the Tosafot is saying we bypass Taina. In terms of making the din, we're not making the din. The din is not ultimately going back to validating one or the other Taina. The din is going just, it's like a primary, it's almost like a primary din. Like a primary din, just on the most fundamental reality in front of the basin. You only go by the Tainas, he holds, when you don't have something before you that's telling you the outcome. Then you have to go and try to figure out whose taina is stronger than the other one's taina. But when you have re'iyas hadayanim of the thing itself, then the taina then the taina falls to the side. It's difficult to get any further than that for me. Just two ways two different ways of looking at it. Two different ways of understanding the process of the basin. Can't really tell you why one would one over the other. But in terms of analyzing the shitas, that's what seems to come out. From Rashi and the Rivaz's insistence that the whole thing is based on Taina and Ramai, he's saying that the only time you have Yachloku is that everything is going really on Taina. Ochsim is nothing. It's everything is Taina. That's the whole question. Beis Din is always done on the parties and their claims. That's what they're done on. And they can't say, I'm going to ignore the claims and be done on something else. They can't. They're constrained by that. That's the limit. That's the range of Basin's activity. Choosing between the claims, based on what's based on evidence, based on rayas, based on umdunas, whatever it is. But that's the whole process. Whereas the Rush and the Tosfos is saying the tainas are what brings the case in, but Basin is trying to figure out the metzias that's before them. Even if in the tainas one of them is Vadei Ramai, that doesn't change the fact that before them is a reality of Shnayim Ochsim. And they have to address the reality that's before them.
Yeah.